Yaraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, about five lines from the top. Shalu Talmid of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So the Gemara is still in the middle of discussing the sugya of the Mun. So the Gemara continues on that topic. Shalu Talmid of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmid of Rav Shimon. So they asked Rav Shimon, Mibnei Ma Lo Yarad Lahem Li Yisrael Mun Pamachas Bishana. Why is it that the man had to fall every day a new portion of man, people had to go collecting the man? Why didn't Hashem just make it easier for us? Why didn't He just send us the man in the beginning of the year, and we would put it in the freezer, whatever it is, and we would have it for the whole year? Why did Hashem have to give it to us like this, that every day we didn't know what we were going to eat the next day, and we had only enough man for that day? Why couldn't Hashem just give it to us, so to speak, wholesale, give it to us in the beginning of the year, and we would have it for the whole year? So Amar Lehem, so Rav Shimon ben Yochai said to his Talmidim, Em Shaluchai Mashal, I'll give you a Mashal. L'ma'ad Avar Daimeh, what's it comparable to? L'melech Basar V'edam. It's comparable to a human king. Sheyeshlei Ben Echad, he has one son, one beloved son. So Pasuk claim is a nice of Pamachas Bishana. He thought he was going to do his son a taiva. He was going to do a taiva for his son. He loved his son so much. He gave him food for the whole year, beginning of the year. He set him up already with food for the entire year. However, because of that setup, because of the way he had made the setup that he only gave his son his food once a year, and he gave it to him for the whole year, he thought he was doing a taiva, but because of that, so the son didn't have much of a relationship with him. He only started visiting his father once a year. Once a year it was time to collect his food, so he would go to his father, but after that, he wouldn't see him very much. So Amad, so the king got up, Upasak when there's a nice of B'chol Yoyim, and he started doing a new system, that he would give his son his food every day. Every day he would give his son food instead of in one shot in the beginning of the year. And so then the son started going to his father every single day. So we got to talk to him, he got to schmooze with him, he got to see him every single day, because being that he was only giving him food daily, so his son had to come to him every single day. So says the Gemara, if it's not clear already, says the Gemara, what's the Nimshal? Says the Gemara, Af Yisrael, Mishi Yesh Arab Chamisha Banim, a person who had four or five children, being that the setup was is that they only got the mun every day. It wasn't in one lump sum in the beginning of the year. Every day they got new mun, and they didn't know what they were going to eat the next day. So Mishi Yesh Arab Chamisha Banim, a person who had four or five children, so Hayadayik, he was very worried. Vaimer, he would say, Shemelu Geirid Man Lamachar, maybe there's not going to be mun tomorrow. Venim Sukulan Mason Barav, so everyone's going to die out of hunger. He was worried. Someone who didn't have four or five children, the Marsha says, so then it could be they could just buy food from the Goyim. So that's why the Gemara says over here, Dafka, a person who had a larger family. But a person who had four or five children, so he was very worried. And this setup that they only got food once a day, every day, instead of once a year, so it caused that people, they were Klal Yisrael, they were Mechavnin Eslibam Lavim Shemashamayim, but they would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would daven because they were worried about the next day. Davar Acher, another pshat, Shehayu Oichlin Oisoi Kishu Cham. That the reason why it came daily is because they ate it when it was hot. So therefore, they instead of getting it in the beginning of the year, and then it would have to sit in the freezer, so therefore it came every day. Davar Acher, Bnei Masoi Aderech, because otherwise it would be a lot of food to carry. So therefore Hashem did a taiva for them, and that it only came down once a year. So everyone's saying that Avada the Mun was a taiva for Klal Yisrael. We said previously that the Mun they asked for Kohagan. So that's why the Talmidim were asking Rav Shimon ben Yochai, if the Mun was supposed to be a taiva, it's not supposed to be a troubling situation, so why did Hashem trouble us and gave us the Mun every day, not knowing what we were going to eat the next day? And so the Gemara is answering in three different ways why really that was a taiva. Either because it causes us to be Mechavnin Libam Shlavim Shashamayim, or because of Masli Adarech. A simon to remember, the three pshatim, is the word lachem. Lachem, lamed is lev, chas is cham, and mem is masoi. So Ben Yoyada speaks that over here on this Gemara. So as the Gemara writer, Ukvar hayu Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, Uzakenim, Yashvin, Vaiskim, Beparshas Haman. That there was Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, Uzakenim, they were all sitting and learning up the parish of the month. By Rabbi Lazar Hamaydai, Yashvin Benayan, and amongst them was also Rabbi Lazar Hamaydai. V'nana Rabbi Lazar Hamaydai, V'amar, and Rabbi Lazar Hamaydai, he got up and he said a chiddush. He said that man, she yavered lem li Yisrael, hayagavaya shishim amo. Now, when the man fell for the Yidden in the Midbar, so it was 60 amos tall. That's how much man there was. So Amar le Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Elazar Maidai, he said, Maidai, you Maidai, ad masa atam gaviv dvarim. How long are you going to be like saying things that don't seem to have any sources? Umev yalenu, and in bringing us, you're putting upon us, imposing upon us chidushay taira, which don't seem to have any sources. So where are you getting that from? So Amar lai, so Rabbi Elazar Maidai, he said to Rabbi Tarfon, that Rebbe, mikrani darish, I'm just darshing a pasuk. I'm not making this up. This is a pasuk. The way I'm darshing the pasuk. The pasuk says regarding the Mabul, it says that it rained a lot. Chamesh esri amo milamayla gavru amayim v'yichusu haharim, that it rained so much. It rained 15 amos. The rain went up 15 amos and it covered the mountains. Now it says the Gemara that the pasuk, pipshuta, doesn't seem to make any sense. V'chi chamesh esri amo be'emek, and also chamesh esri baharim. Does that make any sense? It was 15 amos in the valleys and 15 amos on the mountains. So the water was all like different levels in the valleys. It was always just 15 amos wherever in any place in the world. The water was 15 amos above ground level. So 15 amos above the mountains and 15 amos above the valleys. V'chimaya shure kaimi. Is that possible that water could settle like that? That it should be in like different steps. V'ayin, and furthermore, then teva hichisagya. How is the teva able to move if it was if the water was all different levels, like, and so extreme like that, so then how is the water able to move? So, Allah, what does the pasuk mean? Nivku komayanis tahim. That really what happened first days is all the waters of the depths of the world opened up, and it came out. And Rabu ada ashvu maya bahadadi turei. V'hadar chamesh esri ama milamaylo gavra mayim. That first, the water came out of the time, and ad ashru maya bahadi ture, and until it equaled and made level all the water with the mountains, the water filled up the valleys, and it made it that the water was now right on top of the mountains, it rested right by the mountains, and it was all the same level. And then, v'hadar chamesh esri ama milamaylo gavra mayim. And then afterwards, once the water was all on the same level with the mountains, so then there was an additional 15 amos that had rained down by the Mabul. The Chiezim, so that was the story by the Mabul. So it comes out that it was after the waters of the Tahaim opened up, so it rained 15 amos across the entire world. Now, says Rav Elazar Maidai, the Chiezim mida meruba, mida taivo, and mida pranais. In which way does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do more for? Does he do more when he punishes or when he does good? So have you aimer mida taivo, avada, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does good, so that's, he does more than what he does for mida meruba. So now, let's think about it. Mida taivo, mida meruba. That have you aimer mida taivo, mida pranais. That Kadosh Baruch Hu does more for mida taivo than he does for mida pranais. So now, mida pranais hu aimer, when it comes to the Mabo, mida pranais, what does the pasuk say? It says the arubais hashamayim niftachu. It says that we said it rained 15 amos, but the pasuk also describes it as the arubais, the windows of shamayim opened up. So the windows is a miut is the list, the least of kamin is two. So there was two windows. So there was two windows in shamayim, so to speak. Obviously that's not literal, but two windows. That's the way the pasuk describes it, as two windows in shamayim that opened up, and that's where these 15 amos of rain came from. So comes out, you have that for two windows, you get 15 amos. So now, but mida taiva who I mer. Now, what does it say by the man? And again, mida taiva is at least as great as mida pranais. It's greater. But now, what does it say by the man? How many windows opened up to give the man? It says vaitzav shchakim imal v'dal se shemayim pasach v'yamter aleim man leechol dagan shemayim nasan lamay. It says that there was dalseis, that there was dalse shemayim. That's two doors worth of man that came out. Now, v'kama aruba yisheish medalos, how many windows are there on the door? Arba. Arba. There's four by each door. So that means harekan shemayna. So that means in the two doors that opened up to bring out the man, you have eight windows. So that's four times as much as there was by the man. By the man, there was two windows. And here you have eight windows. So being that by the man, we have four times as many windows as we did by the Mabo. And by the Mabo, we said it was 15 amos worth of there was rain, but it was 15 amos worth. V'nimtza man shi'ara lem liyisrael gavaya shisha mama. So it comes out 4 times 15 is 60. So that means by the month, that was the cheshbon, that it rained, that it came down from Shemayim, 60 amos of month. So that was his cheshbon. That's where Lazar HaMadai was defending himself by saying that he was coming really from a pasuk. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa,
that Isa ben Yehuda Aimer Manchi Arlam Yisrael Ayam Misgaber. Now, there's really, this is a parenthetical statement. We're going to come back to Rabbi Lazar Maidai's Raya shortly. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Isa ben Yehuda Aimer that Manchi Arlam Yisrael Ayam Misgaber Va'ila at Shirayin Aisai Komalachi Mizrachum Ayrev. That it went up so high that all the different Malchi Mizrachum Ayrev, they were able to see the Manch. And Emma, as the Pasuk says, Tarech Lefane Shulchan Neged Sayurai. It says that you set the table Neged Sayurai in front of my Neged my enemies, so that's referring to the man. That the man was neged tzayurai, that all the other malchim izrachum ayriv, they were able to see the man. And the pasuk continues, koisi revaya. So what is koisi revaya? Amar abaye, shema mina. This is referring to the kais that Davda Malch is going to bench on at Lasalava. There's going to be a big suda. We had in Psachim, Koftas. So shema mina, that kasa de David la alma dase. This kais that Davda Malch is going to bench on, so masan ve'esra and v'chad luga machsek. That kais is going to be able to contain 221 lug of yayin, of wine, because the gematria of the word revaya is 221. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kaisi revaya, the revaya be gematria achihavi, that's the gematria of the word revaya, that's 221, that's how large the kais is, which is talk about a large rave kais. I guess everyone else can help out Davda Malach and drink from it as well. So that's this pasuk that we just mentioned, that drasha, being that we mentioned the drasha from the first half of the pasuk of Tarech Lefane Shulchan Neged Sayurai, because that was talking about how high the man went. But again, going back to now the raya that Rabbi Lazar Maidai brought a raya from the mabul to the man, that just like from the mabul we see that it says windows, two windows, and it was referring to 15 ames of mayim. So over here by the man, where it says that there was two doors that opened, and doors, the two doors is eight windows, so it must be there was 60 ames of man. Frak the Gemara, Hadle Damio. It's still not comparable. How could you learn the man from the mabul? Hasim, over there by the mabul, it didn't all come down in one shot. It was barban yaimin. It was over a period of 40 days. But hacha chadashaita. But here it all came down in one shot. So maybe over 40 days it ended up becoming 15 amis worth of water. But you have to now divide that by 40, because here the man came down every day. So if you have to divide that by 40, so it comes out the man was not 60 amis tall. And also says the Gemara, I could ask the exact opposite direction, that hasam l'kuli alma. There, the reason why it was only 15 amis tall is because the man had to spread across the entire world. So really, if you talk about the volume of the amount of water that came down, it was it was a tremendous amount. But But over here it was just for Klal Yisrael. It just came down into the by the machane, inside a little bit, outside, but it just came down for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, maybe there was much much more than 60 amos tall. By the man, it was 15 amos of water spread across the whole world. So if you talk about the volume of that water, and then you times that by four, so then it comes out that the man was really much higher than 60 amos. So therefore, your limud from the mabul to the man is very shver. This says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Maidai, psicha gamar. Rabbi Lazar Maidai didn't really learn it out because of this cheshbin of four times the amount that there was four times the amount by the man that there was by the mabul. Really, his cheshbin was that he had gzeira shava, psicha. It says lashon of psach by the mabul. It says lashon of psach by the man, and therefore he learned out that just like by the mabul, it meant 15 amos above the ground, so too by the man, each window is 15 amos above the ground. Each two windows is 15 amos above the ground, so eight windows is 60 amos above the ground. So it wasn't a limud in Svara, it was a limud al-Tzegzei Roshava, that over there was 15 amos above ground level, and this is four times the amount of that, and therefore that's how we knew that the man came down for Klal Yisrael. When the man came down, that it rested on the ground 60 amos above the ground level. So we'll hold it here, but we'll just share a very chashuv of art from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. It's printed in Sichos Musar on page Samechei. He asked as follows. We said on the top of the Amud that when the man came down for Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in a way that it didn't come down once a year. The man came down every single day. Every day they had to collect new man. Now, we those who were with us for Shkalim, so we had in two places, I believe, in Shkalim, on Daf Tes, and also at the end of the Masechta, it's also Gemara in Bavli, and Menachos, Kuf Gimel Mabez, that's where Ruchai Shmuel Levitz springs it from, that the Gemara over there, Darshan's Apostle, that it says by the Teichacha, V'hayu chayecha tluyum l'chami neged, that your life's going to be like hanging in the air, opposite you, upachad t'layla v'yoyimam, and you're going to be very scared, v'litamin b'chayecha, and you're not going to be able to believe and trust in your life, you're not going to know what's going to be. So Chazal say on this pasuk, v'hayu chayecha tluyum l'chami neged, Chazal darshan that each part of the pasuk is talking about a different type of person. So Chazal say, v'hayu chayecha tluyum l'chami neged, that's referring to a person who he has money for this year, and he know that he does, but he's still worried. He doesn't know what's going to be next year. His life is hanging opposite him. He has money now, but what's going to be next year? So what he does is he buys food this year to have all prepared for next year. He buys double the amount of food this year, so he should have for next year. So on the one hand, he has Baruch Hashem a little bit of money that he could afford to do such a thing. But Lamaisa, he's still very worried. He doesn't know what's going to be next year, and therefore he buys already and he prepares for the following year. Upachadita laila v'yoyimam, and you're going to be scared night and day. Again, this is the Teichacha, that you're going to be scared night and day. So who's that referring to? That's referring to a person who buys food once a week, so he doesn't have enough money to buy for the whole year. He's also very nervous what's going to be. He has enough money for this week, and he has enough money for next week, so he buys already this week for next week, and he buys it in bulk, so he also gets it cheaper. So he's also a very worried person. Well, Isamin Bechayecha, and you're not going to be able to rely on your life, that says Chazal, that's referring to a person who Seimich Al HaPalter, that he has to buy his bread directly from the baker. Every day, he has to go to the bakery and buy his bread because he doesn't have enough money to buy it in bulk. He doesn't have enough money even for the next day. So every single day, he has to go to the baker. And now this is part of the Teichacha. So for Rektor Chaim Shmulevitz, it's Mavur, that this is considered a klala, this style of living, of having to buy for the next day, only having enough for one day, that's like the ultimate klala. That's V'lei Samin Bechayecha. That's the ultimate klala is a person who he only has enough for today, and he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. So for Rektor Chaim Shmulevitz, how could it be that the man wasn't a klala, the man was, we asked kahigen, it came kahigen, it was a bracha, so how could it be that the man came in this fashion, which seems to be a klala? Well, which one is it? Is it a klala or is it a bracha? The Gemara by us, in Yumai and Vav, is mashma, that this is a bracha, but the Gemara in Menachos, and from the parish of the Teichacha, it's mashma that this is a klala. So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what you see from here is that Achin Matziv Zeh Shemitzad Atzma Hu Atayv B'Yoyser. You see that this Matziv Be'etzem is the best Matziv. You see that that's how the man came down. So it must be that that's really the best Matziv. It's just that, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Yachol Hu Liyoyz Ke Gehenim Ba'ilam Hazeh. It could be a living Gehenim in this world if a person doesn't have Emunah. If a person doesn't have Bitachon, he doesn't have Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's constantly worried. Of course, our Gemara also mentioned the fact that people are worried for the next day. But there's a healthy amount of daiga that gets a person to daven. The daiga that gets a person to daven is a very good thing. That's a bracha. The matzav itself is a bracha. To have just for today and not to know what's going to be tomorrow is a matzav which is be'etzem, considered a bracha, the Gemara says. That the person then turns to Hashem. The Teichacha is talking about that the klala is. It's not the etzem matzav. The matzav is not the klala, the fact that he doesn't have bread for tomorrow. You know what the klala is? The klala is v'lei samin b'chayecha. The klala is that you're not going to have emunah. That's the klala. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Even the pasuk doesn't mention, Ruchai Shmulevitz points out, the pasuk doesn't mention the matziv. The pasuk doesn't say in the teichacha that if you don't listen to Hashem, so then you're only going to have bread for today. You're not going to have bread for tomorrow, because that matziv doesn't have to be a klala. The klala is v'samin bechayecha. The klala is that you're not going to have the emunah to live through that matziv. So you see from here an unbelievable thing. Now the person might be in a matziv, that his parnas is shver, he knows what he asked for today, he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. That matziv doesn't have to be a klala. The klala is only the way a person handles it. If a person doesn't handle it with emunah, then it's a klala. But the matziv itself could actually be used for a bracha, to turn to Hashem and to develop a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu.